Hey you, Nina here. This episode invites you to play with your mental health awareness. In particular, we're talking about making you an emotional Jedi, but really it's more like an emotional, mental, behavioral Jedi, because we want you, of course, to empower everything, not just the one. And so I am curious, as we're talking about this, are you ready to play?
Welcome to Triggered. Can we play with that? You know that moment when your emotions ramp up in an instant, leaving you feeling helpless, frozen, or out of control? In that moment, you've been emotionally hijacked, the very definition of triggered. And I want to ask you, can we play with that? I'm Nina L. Garcia, drama therapist and empowerment coach of Houston Creative Arts Therapy. Join me as we discover ways to empower you and the people who mean the most to you, to transform hard conversations into teachable moments. Triggered. Real playful. Real respectful. Real empowered.
All right, let's take a breath. So first things first, we're trying to make everyone an emotional Jedi. If I could do it, I would do it. Y'all know I would just snap my little fingers and then it would happen. However, because we get to be Jedi, that means we get to be in charge of our own powers. And that's what we're playing with today. You have these wonderful things. They're called emotions. Emotions are great because they let you know how you are feeling about things in your environment, how you feel about yourself, other people, things going on in the world. They are a wonderful tell, potentially. They can also come from the other side, the dark side, some may say. And if they're coming from the dark side, they might be hijacking you. You don't get to decide what's going to happen. They're going to decide what's going to happen. And if you're okay with that, by all means, you keep doing you. Because in some cases, if you were actually in danger, you would want your emotions to hijack you so you could hightail it out of there or fight for your life, right? However, what we're going to be leaning into today is when you are not in danger and when your emotions decide they're going to hijack you anyway. We are going to invite you to have a little more self-awareness and engage with yourself and other people in a way that is more mindful and more intentional. First, I'm going to ask you this. Do you know the difference between when you are reacting versus responding? Okay. Reacting is like this. Something happens. You're sitting there, let's say, I don't know, drinking your Starbucks and you're trying to relax and you're in between things. And then all of a sudden some kid comes over and runs over and smacks right into your table and your Starbucks goes all over your outfit and you were trying to get to work right after this. And then it's all over the floor and now people are looking at you and you will scream out your face. What's wrong with you? Where's your mama at? That would be reacting. Same scene. All of that happens, and then you are there at the height of the potential of how you could react, and instead you decide to respond. And the way that you respond is, oh my God, that's hot. I can't believe this is happening right now. I need a rag. Where's your mother? That may be more of a responsive response in this case. Now, reacting, responding, some points we need a little bit of both, right? So I don't want you to only respond. Sometimes you need to be able to react and vice versa. I don't want you to only react because sometimes, I promise you, it's going to be much more beneficial if you respond. So regardless of whether you're reacting or responding, we're going to go a little deeper and we're going to talk about emotional literacy. That's a real fancy way to say, how self-aware are you that you can label your emotions? That's what emotional literacy is. Do I know what I'm feeling when I'm feeling it? So in the case of this same example, do I know that I'm feeling angry because the coffee is hot? Because I was surprised? Do I know that I'm feeling surprised in this moment? Or do I know that I'm feeling judgmental because I don't know where this child's parent is? Do I know that I'm feeling irritable because I don't like dealing with children or because this has been an inconvenience to my day? If we can't label those things, those feelings, it can lead us to a world of trouble. We can end up not thinking, feeling, and behaving in ways that feel like it's our intentional way of responding in the moment. We can end up doing and saying things that don't feel like us. If you want to be that sort of Jedi when it comes to your emotions who says, you know what, I want to treat people like people, yes, but I don't want to put myself down. Oh, I don't want you to put yourself down, right? And I don't want to always lift other people up. You know, I got to take care of myself. Oh, I want you to take care of yourself. And I want to give you the space and the wherewithal to, if it's right and appropriate, to be able to lift other people up at the same time. So here are some of the flags that you will notice first, at which point down the line might be leading to you being misaligned with your intentional self. Here's the flag. You might say something like, I just feel off. That means you're feeling vulnerable. I would be careful and notice that flag. You might say something like, I'm just angry for no reason. Oh, there's a reason your emotions are hijacking you. That too is a flag. You might be the person who says, I'm just sad and I'm not sure why. Oh, that's emotions hijacking you. And what you gonna do? Right? All of these like, I'm not myself. If you are not feeling like yourself, I can almost guarantee that that is a flag to, at some point down the line, your emotions are going to hijack you if you don't careful and watch out for yourself. How do I watch out for myself, Nina? How do I label my emotions? Great question. And now we'll enter into an exercise in which we check in with our emotions. It's a creative check-in and it goes like this. When you are noticing those flags, I feel off. I'm just angry for no reason. I feel irritated. I'm not sure why. I'm sad and I'm sure. Whatever the feelings are that make you feel like you are not your best self in that moment, or just like you are not feeling like yourself, I want to invite you to check in this way. You are going to ask yourself, what's my internal weather system like right now? Your internal weather can have all sorts of different elements to it. It might have a setting, a temperature, a time of day. And I want to invite you to be creative with it, because you're going to play with something that may be potentially difficult for you, right? Dealing with our emotions may not be easy for you. And that's okay. We're here to make it a little bit easier. So this first step is you've got to be able to check in, right? You've noticed the flags. I feel off. I'm angry. I'm sad. Bubbity bobbity boo. And now you're going to check in. You're going to check in and ask yourself, what's my internal weather? And for an example in this moment, I might say, my internal weather is me sitting on a hillside. Yep, I'm definitely there. I'm on the hillside. The grass beneath me is green. So it rains here a lot. It feels lush. There's a tree on the hillside behind me. And I'm looking out at the ocean. I'm looking out at the ocean. It's not quite a gray day, but it is overcast. It's cloudy, but again, it doesn't feel gray. It doesn't feel like rain's coming. It just feels overcast. And I'd say this feels a little timeless. It doesn't feel like it's in the morning or at night, maybe midday or time, or more of a timeless feel. So if that's the image that I have given you right now, what could you reflect back to me about this, right? If we were to pick this apart. I said that I was on a grassy green hill, right? The hillside. That sounds abundant. Maybe I'm coming from a place of groundedness because I am sitting on the hill, right? Am I feeling grounded in this moment? I mentioned that there was a tree. Does it mean that I feel disconnected from something that could be rooting me, that maybe I could use a little bit more rooting or groundedness in this moment? I'm looking out at the sea, which for me feels open and vast. Is there possibility on my horizon? Is that what I'm checking in with? And when I notice that it's not gray, so I don't feel gloomy, but it's also not a bright sunny day, so I don't feel bright and positive and happy. It feels a little overcast, like something's a little shaded. Right now, maybe this could be protective for me, right? Is this a protective overcast protecting me from the glare of the sun? Or am I in a blue mood potentially, right? And it's feeling a little like maybe the gloom could come, but a little overcast, right? That is how I want to invite you to check in this upcoming week. That is the tool that I am leaving you with. Being able to check in this way. Again, it's creative. Yes, I want you to buy into that because it's going to help you distance from something that you may not be used to. It may be an easier way to check in this way with your feelings and notice where you're coming from in that moment. Now, 3 hours down the line, I could be giving you a whole different image. Why? Because I'm human, right? I'm going to change. We're going to expect that. But overall, if you can grant yourself the gift of self-awareness and be able to check in creatively in this way, check in with your internal temperature and weather system, you are going to be able to know how you can respond in the moment as opposed to letting your emotions hijack you and react, right? We want you to respond. And now some of you may be asking yourself, okay, so I get to check in. Okay, I already know how I'm feeling, Nina. What do you want me to do with this? Well, let me take you a little step deeper. If you want to go deeper, we're about to go there. So take you another breath. And let's do it. One of the most popular problems that I hear for people who are misaligned in their emotional state and with how they are performing in the world is this: that I don't feel like myself. That concept means that you are misaligned in some way. Now, if we break your life down, your moment down into thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, right? That's thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. You might be able to tell me, you know, behaviorally, Nina, I'm still showing up to work. I'm coming home. I'm doing the grocery shopping, but I don't feel like myself. I'm thinking about work too much. I'm thinking about where I should be and how I feel left behind. That means behaviorally, you're aligned with your life, but your thoughts are not aligned with your life right now. They are either stuck in the future or they're stuck in the past. They're not in the present with you, thinking about what you have to do in the moment. Your thoughts are not aligned. You might be able to tell me, Nina, I'm emotionally all over the place. I'm not doing things that I should be doing. And my thoughts keep telling me, stay in this moment. But I can't. You're telling me to come into the present, but I can't. My thoughts are telling me I can do that, but I'm not. That may be because your emotions are not aligned right now. Your emotions are responding to something that is not in the present. They're responding to something that's in the future or in the past. Okay, you guys staying with me? We're talking about alignment happens, responsiveness happens, self-awareness happens in the present. When we are misaligned, when our emotions are reactive and not responsive, when we are triggered and out and over the top, it is because either our thoughts, emotions, or behaviors are not aligned with our present self. They're stuck in the past, right? We're ruminating in something in the past, or they've jumped into the future and they're stuck in the future. The best thing we can do is invite ourselves to think, what needs to happen right now with my thoughts? What is presently happening objectively in this moment? Emotion-wise, what am I feeling in this moment that I'm actually feeling? Don't hide the thoughts and the emotions and the feelings. Don't hide them under the carpet or put them in the closet. Take them out and look at them. Be with them in the present moment when it's safe for you to be that, right? It's safe for you to do that, to explore it in that way. And then, of course, with behaviors, if you are doing things that are out of alignment with you, ask yourself, what do I need to be doing in this moment? Do I need to feed myself? Do I need to sleep? Do I need to talk to someone who I know cares about me? What do I need to do in this moment to bring myself back to being the center of my world so that that ripples out effectively to the people I care about around me? We've worked through this for a little bit now, and I am curious about how you can use this in your own life, okay? I know that we're nearing the end of the episode, and that's what I'm wondering is, what is your takeaway? I personally am sitting with, first, the ability to notice how important that is and how when we get bogged down with life, it gets hard to do that. And yet, it does not become any less important. I have to know the flags for myself of when I am off. If I'm feeling something and I don't know why, I need to check in. So notice, check in with that internal weather, check in with yourself, figure out where you're at, and then honor it. Once you have noticed and checked in with yourself, you who matters, your mental health and wellness that matters, you can then figure out, how do I align myself? Is it my thoughts, emotions, or behaviors that are misaligned right now? And how do I bring them back into focus in this present moment so that I can move forward effectively and more responsively, more responsibly, and more intentionally? So let me know what you're playing with at HoustonCreativeArtsTherapy.com/podcast, especially if you're looking to submit your own moment for an upcoming episode. I want to have you. I want to talk to you. I want to talk about what are the triggered things that are getting up in your world so that we can figure out, how do we turn, you know, a hard conversation into a teachable moment. Let's do it. And for those of you who enjoy a bit of self-exploration, I'll leave you with a question for this upcoming week. When am I not myself? That's it. How do I notice when I'm not myself? If you're more of a task-oriented, your task this week is to notice when you're not yourself. That's the first thing to kick this process off. You've got to notice when you're not yourself so you can check in. And once you've checked in, you can figure out how to align. Notice, check in, then align. Notice, check in, then align. I just made that little ditty up just for y'all. Notice, check in, then align. That's what we planned for today, folks. Thanks for taking a minute to explore your triggers as a human. And if this has been helpful and you'd like to support Trigger, Can We Play With That? Please feel free to leave a rating and or review on iTunes, as it helps other people find us when you do. Talk about a snafu on that one, right? Otherwise, stay curious.